I did Repro Man out at the Super Bowl and completely forgot to play it last week. And it showed up on my phone reminder that, hey, you have an unplayed Repro Man. And so I listened to it. I'm like, we have to play this. So let me see the chord over there.
All you need to do is a time check.
Oh, no, we don't need to do a time
You don't want to
check.
hear the open?
All right,
Well, then you
play.
need to explain what Repro
Yeah,
Man
go ahead.
is.
All
Do it.
right,
Do it.
520 on the ticket.
In late 2001, an aspiring
2001?
gynecologist
No
was
way.
conducting an experiment involving vinegar, water, and cheese. But an unstable chemical miscalculation caused a freak accident, inspiring the young man to develop an unusual love for sports. Now, several years later, he roams the earth, asking professional athletes uncomfortable questions about the female reproductive system and sports. To most, he is just a loner, but to us, he's simply known as Repro Man!
Now I want to hear Shout at the Devil.
Why was he so into backward masking?
And Satan. And
yeah, he just... talk about flowering basically, and he's playing all this devil stuff. So yeah, what happens here is you go up to a professional athlete and you don't ask them questions about the female reproductive system, as I feel really awkward saying that in here at the Diamond Doctor. Hello, Diamond Doctor.
Thank you, Diamond Doctor.
Thank you. But I drop in words, descriptive words within the female reproductive system.
Yeah, it's like Tourette's.
And this all started as a bit that we did in commercial breaks about 15 years ago when I would call my wife or whatever, or she would call me wanting to know something, you know, some useless information about the VCR or something. And Danny would be like, say ovary, say ovary. And so I'd be, you know, say, well, you need to hit this button, ovary, and then you need to, and we'd have it like on speaker or whatever, and
she'd finally wise up to
Oh,
it.
Yeah, she'd wise up. Did you just say cervix? So it started that way, and then we're like, you know what, let's take this to the locker room. So we started doing it, and it was a big great success. Yeah. And so we do it about once a year now, and here is that turn at the Super Bowl this year.
You got a second, man? All right, name, college, number.
Mini Silatolu, Midwestern State, number 66.
Midwestern State in Wichita Falls?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I've been there many. We're from Dallas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the Cowboys
About 2 hours from there.
Yeah, the Cowboys used to train up there,
yep.
So we used to spend like 3 or 4 weeks a year up there in the dead of summer, and it's
hot. Crazy hot.
Are you from?
By the way, when you have small talk with someone like this, and then you launch into Repro Man, like I was really interested in him because how many guys went to Midwestern State?
That's really cool.
I know hardly any of them, so I'm like, oh, no way, I was there, blah, blah, blah.
4 weeks a year up there in the dead of summer, and it's
hot. Crazy hot.
Are you from Wichita Falls?
From out here.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, St. Tracy.
Oh, no way.
My family's in Tracy.
And so Midwestern, they offered you? And
I went to junior college for 2 years in Stockton, and then I finished my 2 years at Midwestern
State. Is Stockton south of here?
Stockton is east.
Okay. Okay.
If you watch Sons of Anarchy, you know that.
Oh, really?
Right.
Yeah.
Is that a rough area?
Things can get a little chippy.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So,
and now let's do Repro Man.
Yeah.
All right. So.
So.
I'm assuming.
How you like this?
You know, you're a few days away from the biggest game of y'all's lives. Is it overwhelming, Moth? Are you prepared for this, Fulva?
This is overwhelming.
Yeah.
Out of everything else, this is probably it right here. I mean, I've never been around this kind of media hype, so it's crazy.
I mean, is there any time to relax over here, or is there any downtime at all? You know, as far as getting to chill, Oviduck?
Today we're a little busy, but the rest of the week we got like the afternoons off, pretty much.
No time to see the city though, T.
Tomorrow we got the whole day off. So.
Okay, Beav, you guys have overcome a lot. You know.
Did you just call him Beav?
I did call him Beav. Yes, I did, affectionately. So now you hear the crowd start to yell. You remember what this was? You were doing an interview at the same time.
Yes, I was.
Yes, and this is when Jerry Rice walks up on stage, and the place goes crazy.
So from a year ago at this time, what are they screaming about? Oh, Jerry Rice. course. Y'all have overcome a lot from this time last year. It must feel pretty good from, you know, guys that were here, even weren't here, just this vibe, Anus.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I feel like we could have finished it off better last year against Seattle, but it didn't come out that way, so.
Your fans, we're hearing from all the San Francisco fans, y'all's fans are way out of control. Good, in a good way, you know, uterine secretion, yeah. They've been way over the top supportive, you know, especially this year, Badgie Badge. That's got to be way cool.
I mean, Carolinas are hype right now because this hasn't happened in, what, about 10 years or so? So, I mean, the city's crazy before we even got over here. So, yeah, I'm happy for everybody.
Yeah, cervix. You guys, you stood tall all season, both.
I don't even know.
God. I mean, how more obvious? Is he looking at you weird or anything?
No, he's staring right at me. I mean, like, staring bullets right through
me. But there's no indication that any of this is registering.
No.
Okay, well, let me give you a piece of advice, Corby. If you're incorporating anus into the female reproductive system, you might be doing it wrong.
Oh, I am?
Uh-huh.
Boy, I've been doing it wrong for a long time, man.
Yeah, cervix. You guys, you stood tall all season, both sides of the ball. Did you see this coming in training camp at all?
Milk? I definitely saw it.
You did?
I definitely saw it. I mean, Cam is different. He's a different type of quarterback. I knew his potential, and each year he's been here, he's been getting better every year. And this year he went lights out. So I give it up to the coaches, too. I mean, the coaches got us prepared every week, so.
As a kid, a zygote, this was everyone's dream, you know, Hyman. Well, now it's real. Is it freaky? Is it overwhelming, little man in the boat?
I'm actually just waiting for this game. Yeah. I'm waiting for this game. I mean,
he's laughing.
See, I couldn't tell if he was laughing.
Yeah, he is. He knows you're doing something.
I couldn't tell if he was laughing at little man in the boat or if he was just laughing at, like, man, I can't wait to get in this game.
Overwhelming, little man in the boat?
I'm actually just waiting for this game. Yeah. I'm waiting for this game. I mean, all this is fun and dandy, but I'm waiting to play some ball. I want to watch these guys kick some ass on Sunday. And go from there, yeah.
That's awesome, Sperm. So your quarterback, you talked about him. He's a pretty freaky, special guy. Payne, does he help everyone of you guys, like leadership-wise? I mean, does it roll down to you guys, drywalls?
Offensively, for sure.
Dude.
Yeah, and it's especially with the team, but offensively, I mean, he holds it down. He has everybody in check with the O-line to the DBs, I mean, to the receivers. But, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So, besides Cam, who's the one dude, like the one leader, I guess, like the crazy guy that you'd follow right over the Utarian wall? And
50-50, obviously, it would be Brian Khalil and Greg Olsen, those two.
So you'd follow them right up the fallopian tubes, I mean, like dead into a placenta.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Head first.
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate it. Good luck this week. Good talking to a Texas guy. Take care.
He knew.
No, he didn't.
They have to know.
They don't understand when I say when you scale up the fallopian tubes and dive into the placenta, they think they're like, oh, yeah, man, I do that. Yeah.
I don't think he did either.
How can you not?
They have those guys.
They're just wired in to hear the keywords.
Yes, they're just wired in to staying on point, and no matter what they do, no matter what they say, no matter what you think you hear, just stay on point.
And you can make the context to where it sounds like, hey, who is this leader that you would follow into these awful places? I mean, you can make it to where
up even the fallopian tombs and into the placenta.
It's just so ridiculous.
It really is. Man, I love it. All right. So we played this interview for you yesterday, and I want to play it for you one more time because we're hearing from our NBC, our friends over at CBS, that this wasn't as it seems. Now, this is only 50 seconds long, but I want you to listen as Peyton Manning is about to cry when he's being interviewed by Bill Cowher. The amount of times that he has to pause and cough to stave off crying.
When it is all said and done, whether it's this year, next year, whatever, what would be the legacy that Peyton Manning wants to leave it behind?
Two of the most important things to me would be that my teammates said that I was a great teammate. That's important to me. And I think the coaches that I played with and that I played against would say that, you know, they respected me. That would be important to me. That's something that my dad always told me to strive for. Earn the respect of your teammates, earn the respect of the coaches you play for and that you play against. And so that would be the most important thing to me from a football standpoint. And so I've worked hard for that, and hopefully that can maintain that, keep that intact.
Clearly he was shaken up.
Yes.
And rightfully so. He, you know, that was a point where he probably thought, I'm leaving the game and you're asking me how these people are going to remember me, and I'm emotional about it. Well, our people at CBS sent us a note and said, that's the edited version of exactly what went down.
Really?
Yes, that there is a version that they had to pare down because it was really difficult for him to get these things out because he really was that upset. And that may sound a little bit chopped up in itself, but they sent us what went down. It's only 20 seconds longer, but you get a sense of how emotional this actually was for Peyton.
When it is all said and done, whether it's this year, next year, whatever, what would be the legacy that Peyton Manning wants to leave it behind?
Two of the most important things to me would be that my teammates said that I was a great teammate. That's important to me. And I think the coaches that I played with and that I played against would say that, you know, they respected me. That would be important to me. That's something that my dad always told me to strive for. Earn the respect of your teammates, earn the respect to the coaches you play for and that you play against. And so that would be the most important thing to me from a football standpoint. And so I've worked hard for that, and hopefully that can maintain that, keep that intact.
Oh, man.
Poor Peyton.
When he gets sad, it makes his tummy nervous, doesn't it?
Seems to have an issue there.
Boy, the...
I like how he tries to cover them up with coughs. We might need to hear that again later.
Well, there you go. There's fun with some audio.